Do you remember hog killing time?
Yes, I do. Because a country farmer was paid sometimes in the products from the farm. In fact, oftentimes my father took the produce from the farm in exchange for what he had in the general store.
That was literally trading then.
It literally was. Uh-huh. Chickens and butter and eggs. And I remember my mother saying, "Frank, where did this butter come from? Can I use it on the table, or can I just quietly put it aside?"
I see.
Because really, my mother was she was a stickler for sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone that I remember was, in our circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
But in hog killing time, usually the farmer daddy bought the pigs from that we grew came to do the butchering, and I always hated butchering time because we had learned to love the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they either stuck them with a very sharp knife and to bleed them so the meat would be good, they said, and that part I didn't care for, or they shot them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for either execution.
Uh-huh.
And then a cross pole, and then a pole across the cross pole to hang the hog after it was dipped in scalding water, and it had to be scraped. And then it was cut in all the goodies that we know as hams and shoulders and,
mm-hmm.
and the sausage grinding. That would take an afternoon and an evening, and I can feel my hands now turning that sausage grinder.
Is that right?
But it was delicious after you forgot about the pig.
Mm-hmm. he couldn't be a friend of yours, or you could never.
That's right.
When you scraped
hair.
I see.
They scraped it down to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Scraped all that off. And of course the layer of fat under the skin and next to the meat is what they say to render the lard.
I see, and I was just cut
off,
trimmed away.
That. And all the, everything nearly about a hog is saved. Just about everything.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe the different parts that you used?
Well, now we never did go in for chitterlings, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only internal organs of the hog that my mother saved was the liver, and I guess that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
The liver.
Did you ever hear a term used to describe the heart and the lungs and the liver and the stomach or all that? Did you ever hear of haslets?
Mm-mm. Never did.
Or liver and lights?
Yeah, I've heard liver and lights.
Now, what exactly, I wonder?
The lights was the lungs.
Oh, that's the lungs.
That's the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a delicacy from the heart and the lights and the liver called a liver ale.
I never heard of that. Mm-hmm. What is it again?
Liver ale. L-I-V-E-R-E-L-L-E. Liver ale.
I see.
And that's liver cheese.
Oh, that's the liver.
Mm-hmm. Liver cheese.
Liver cheese. Now,
but it was always called liver ale after it was cooked.
Mm-hmm.
They made this liver cheese, liver ale, we always call it.
Mm. And that.
And then souse, you know, from the other scrap parts.
Mm-hmm.
And the sausage.
And the
lard.
Did you ever have something they call pudding or liver pudding or blood pudding?
Mm-mm.
You know,